But now, yes, you personally feel, and well, I don't want us to, probably talk about that for too long, but your opinion is it's a bandwagon effect that has generated this impulse or this massive immigration from Nigeria specifically in the last 2 to 3 years. I think on this one, I actually beg to disagree. It's not just bandwagon, I would say. I think specifically that people just kind of lost faith in the leadership of the country. Youths kind of lost sense of hope, sense of direction, sense of can any good come out of this land. And on a personal note, and God is my witness, I was never a big fan of Japa. Like never. I felt even a part of me still till today feels that the best place you can enjoy and make money is Nigeria. Like you can enjoy the money that you make in Nigeria. In other climes of the world, the way the system is designed, you really need to really put that work in. And sometimes you might be comfortable, you might be able to buy a house, you pay your mortgage, you have some things that are kind of easy for you. But I know some businessmen who actually do very well in Nigeria. Like they are living the life, they are balling. So jackpot for a lot of people, I think, is as a result of the fact that people lost faith in the country. People lost faith in leadership. People felt that, oh my God, okay, there's security issues, there's economic issues, there's health issues, so myriad of complication or complicated issues is I would say some of the reasons why people left. And so that was just to kind of like a little bit share a different perspective.
I still disagree though, because if you listen to Ras Kimono, listen to Mandators, listen to Rizwilliki, listen to Sonny Okosum, all these guys sang from the 70s, 80s, 60s down. They all, even Fela, they sang of how bad things have been in
That's
Nigeria.
even
People jackpot those times, but the wave we have now. It's not yet, so you are right that things are bad. In fact, it is even not as is worse now. If I tell you what I pay for my light bill, what I pay to fuel my car, if I tell you what I spend to just basic things, I was discussing with my colleague in Canada yesterday, and I was telling him that, the purchasing power has dropped drastically, because there are some things I would easily want to do. But if my salary was, say, 100,000, or let me say it was 150,000, the value of that 100,000 4 years back is now 50,000 now. That's the value of what the 150,000 I'm earning is. If my salary was 150,000, that's the value now, 50,000. So truth is, they are very correct. But 90%, or let me say 70 to 60% of the time, is a bandwagon effect. A lot of people have jackpot and got stuck where they are, realizing that they did not go for the right reason. Some people did not even go prepared, no skill, nothing. Some people are still in penury right now, trying to fix themselves together. I know people who had left my organization and gone, and 2 years down the line, they've not fixed themselves. They've not been able to. In fact, it's a hell of wahala. So if not for bandwagon, you would not want to jackpot anyhow. Some people have properties. You spoke about some Nigerians that really have good stuff going on here and left it and went there and now subsume themselves into something different from what they used to have. They have maid, they have car, they have driver. They don't have all that anymore. Now they are doing things that they were not doing regularly. So tell me, that's not bandwagon. Is it socioeconomics that affected them? Is it the bad government that affected them? So a lot of the people who left is bandwagon. I won't lie to you. All of us, even me talking to you, all of us wish that we can be on our way, but it's not as easy as it could be for you, for the other person. So the truth, if they open the doors of Nigeria, everybody will leave. So people are actually taking advantage of some opportunities that have come recently, and they are using it massively. And we're not even doing it as much as the Indians and the Pakistanis guys are doing. Just that, as far as Africa is concerned, Nigeria will rank number one with jackpot. What do
Yeah,
you think?
so it's the reason is just simple. Nigeria is number one for jackpot because we are also the most populated country in Africa. We are a country of over 200 million people. So I mean, the numbers will definitely work good or bad for us. And in this case, not so good because we have the numbers. So even as people are migrating out of Nigeria, you probably still have a lot of traffic in Lagos because more people are moving from the east and from the north into Lagos. So it's not, you're not even seeing the difference. Where you see the difference is in your circle. So when you look to your left and then you look to your right, like you were saying now at work, your guy was asking you about some meetings. When you look in your circle, in your social circle, for sure, you would know that there's a significant decline in the number of people, your social contacts, because a lot of people have migrated in the last 2 to 3 years. But in the in and it's the same thing in India. India has a population of over 1 billion people. China has a population of over 1 billion people.
So why
So
is China not migrating as much as India?
now, if you look at India and China, when you want to compare the economy in the economy of today, China is one of the top 10 economies of the world. I don't think India is in top 10. So China is a developed country. India is a developing country. So when you check their GDPs and all of that stuff, someone in China is comfortable where they are, but they still migrate. Chinese are still one of the most people that are still migrate to other countries as well. Again, it's just a perception of population. Are they fine in China? Fine, they're fine. Some people want to migrate, especially to your point, Gen Zs in younger climes, they want to migrate just to see what life is at a different world. Like what how is life in the in North America, for example? How
Yeah,
is life in,
so that also sticks to the bandwagon
for example?
effect.
Yes. So for them, for people, okay, so let's say somebody from China traveling, or somebody even from the US, you find people from US moving to Tokyo, or you find people from Canada moving to Europe. This happens, but not as much. So somebody leaving a developing country to a developed country, the perception in the mind is life is better in a developed country. I can make more money in a developed country. I can be a better person in the developed country. Are those answers absolutely yes? It now depends on, to your point, preparation. Depends to your point, skills. Depends to your point, how you are emotionally, psychologically, and financially ready for the movement. Because it is certainly not an easy task. And to your point, some people are, I know people who migrated from Nigeria to some parts of the world and were able to buy houses within the first 1 year that they moved. As in, some things might seem like it's unachievable or inachievable. It's not true. Some people have done it. But is it the same story for most people? Obviously, the answer is no. Some people take 5 years. Some people might take up to 5 years to buy houses. They might take even more. It all depends on, to your point, it depends on skills, it depends on preparations, it depends on how because it's an education on its own. So I don't know. I'm a little bit indifferent about the Japa syndrome. But I was going to say this.
But in general, I think JAPA is good for Nigeria because when you look at repatriated funds, you look at even the socioeconomics back home, people who have their families at JAPA, it will be very difficult for them to suffer because you still think back, oh, my mom is back, my brother is back, I need some help from you. Can you help me? You know. So if you look at it, even at some point in Nigeria, we know that some of the most repatriated funds or some of the most inflows in terms of foreign FX into the country were from the diaspora. Not even from the business that we do. In fact, it's even more than the oil crude oil that we sell.
No doubt
So
about that.
diaspora funds, you know. So when you look at this from that context, you see that it's also a blessing. It creates the future of Nigerians who would also come back to invest, who will bring back skills, even their children will bring back skills and stuff back to the country,
I
you
think
know, when
that's
they.
yeah, sorry, I caught you. I think that would be the end goal for most people, if only the government will be kind enough to make an environment, the environment enabling and conducive for people to want to return back home with their monies to invest in the country. So you've seen people where they come back home and then they get robbed. You see people that come back home, they try to invest or they send money to family members for to build houses, and then the houses are not built and all of that kind of stuff. So, Sometimes it's just a it's a it's a it's just a you know, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's a funny situation. But hopefully, things get a lot better. I still hopefully pray that Nigeria is better. I know our set of leaders right now are nothing to write home about. They don't care about citizens genuinely. They don't care about the life of the ordinary Nigerian specifically. They're not bothered. But I'm just hoping that one day we get it right with the set of leaders that we have. I was going to say something about this Japan. One of the reasons why it feels like people are going out. So, to your point, fella Sonny Kosun, a lot of people have sang songs about Japan. Now, okay. Recently, I think it was in July. Chief Moshood Kashimawo Abiola, the presumed winner of the 1993 elections, was it would have been 26 years that he died in July 1998. And I mean July 2024. And I now saw a series of tweets from Dr. Dunyo Kukpe. Now, Dr. Dunyo Kukpe, I didn't even know up until until very recently that he's a medical doctor. I did not know. I'd always thought
Okay.
I thought he was a doctor. I probably thought he was an honorary doctor, probably a PhD. I never knew he was a medical doctor. But now, I was so fascinated to find out that Dr. Dunyo Kukpe is actually a medical doctor. That's number one. Number two, he or pioneered or established a clinic in Obalende. The name of the clinic is called Royal Cross Medical Center in Obalende. He yeah, he started it with Dr. Sheyi Roberts and one other doctor. I've forgotten his last name right now. That guy started Gold Cross Hospital that eventually morphed to become Lagoon. If you are very familiar with that Ikoyi environs, there's a hospital called Gold Cross Hospital on Bodilon. It's now Lagoon Hospitals in Ikoyi on Bodilon there. But the point I'm trying to make is these three guys in their 30s, they started Royal Cross Medical Center in the heart of Lagos in Obalende. In 1985, what's his name again? The guy I was talking about. The guy I was talking about right now, I just forgot his name completely. The yes, thank you, Dr. Kukwe. Yes, Dr. Kukwe. He granted an interview to New York Times magazine in 1985, talking about how the clinic suffers from not having enough gas, like fuel to run the hospital, talking about how they import all kind of drugs from other climes because people's purchasing power is really low. If you read that interview, and maybe when I'm editing this video, I'll try to put up that New York Times stuff when I have the time. You would feel like you are reading a situation of Nigeria of today. Now, if people lose hope and try to jackpot bandwagon or no bandwagon, are they to be blamed? I'm going to put that up. I'll probably share that with you on a private note first. Maybe I can share the link with you, and then you can, and then you know, just so we see. I mean, Oyeka Onwenu of blessed memory, she also had an interview, or like a documentary that she did in the 80s as well, 85 or 84. If you watch it, you would think you are watching what is happening in Nigeria today. That tells me that I'm not 40 yet. I'm getting closer, but I'm not yet. That tells me that if for over 40 years they've been saying the same thing, is there hope in that place? Can it be?
So I have this conversation with one of my friends. He calls me often when there's a political situation in the country, and we'll just talk about the situation. He knows where I stand with regards to Nigerian politics, and I know where he stands. So he will call me, and I told him, I said, "Brother, let me tell you something. And cast your hope away from a black man to do anything good for you. Whatever we are agitating for, we're just agitating for agitation's sake." Now, I gave him instances. I said, "Tell me one black nation in the world that is doing good. Now, leave the ones in Africa, the ones that are existing outside Africa, the likes of Haiti, Jamaica, Papua New Guinea. In fact, when you look at the history of Australia and New Zealand, you see that they were aborigines who actually were on the land.
Yeah.
So Australians that were Britons who came and took over the land, kind of eliminated the people there, took possession of everything.
I just shared that link with you. You can go through it after this. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
You can see that over time, Australians, the white people who took over the land called Australia today, developed it. The same white people who took over the land Australia took over the land called New Zealand today, developed it to the standard you find in America, Canada, Europe.
1,000%. Even Hong Kong.
But they left one land alone, very close to them, which is known as Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea still has black people there. Why can't they develop Papua New Guinea? It tells you something. Wherever a black man dominates, they don't develop it. I'll give you an instance. If you look at a part of the industrial boom in America, a city called a city in Michigan where they had, is it General Motors or Ford Motors? Is it Denver? Not Denver? What's the name of that city that produces cars in Michigan?
Okay, not very sure now, but yeah, we can verify and put it on. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember, I know the city, but it's not this. So Denver is in Colorado. I'm trying to remember the city, Michigan. It's not very populated by black people.
By black people, okay. Yeah.
Very populated by black people. You can just, if you can Google just Michigan, you see the name of the city. I'm trying to remember that city. The black people moved in en masse to get the jobs.
Detroit. Would it be Detroit?
Detroit.
Okay, cool.
Detroit. The black people moved in en masse to Detroit to get the production, the factory job. The steel industry was in Detroit. The car manufacturing. They were, you know the wave. The wave, same way Nigerians and everybody is jackpotting now, going to where it's happening. That was how they were moving to Detroit. The black Americans moving to Detroit en masse. But what did they turn that city to at the end of the day? Detroit today cannot be listed in the top 20 cities in America for anything good. It's crime, drugs, all sort of rubbish that goes on. I'm sorry, though, but that is what the typical black man goes with when he travels and dominates. The same thing in the United Kingdom. Look at places like Peckham. Look at places like what's the name of this other city that they always talk about recently. You know, you see the cities have been heavily dominated by black people, and it's crime. You can't even wear a chain and walk through Peckham. Croydon is what I was trying to say. Croydon, those two cities and Peckham, and so Croydon, Peckham, and there's one other one that makes it three. Is it that one is very, very popular also. So do you see what they've turned those cities into is the same thing you find in Africa. You know, so where a black man has dominated, where, look at South Africa, when the whites were leading South Africa, we forget that there was apartheid and all of all that. But they built that country. When they transferred it to the black people, look, successfully, look at what they are doing. In fact, the whites in South Africa are now even creating their own enclaves away from the white blacks. You know, so my brother,
I kind of understand what you're saying, but again, you know, as people of color, as black people, what I try to do in situations like this is, I know that sometimes, specifically Nigeria, we are the architect of our misfortune when it concerns the leaders that we have, 100%. But again, we have some bright minds in Nigeria. We have some bright minds in Africa. So if you have someone like Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, who is the head of the Agric Bank? You have people like Okonjo-Iweala. You have, you know, distinguished people in their own right
to
have
brother,
to make a name for themselves in the technocrat space.
All
you
these
have
people,
people like Professor Yemi Osinbajo.
All these people are good until they take over power. Now, Yemi Osinbajo, that you just spoke about, has been there as vice president.
Is this system? Don't you think it's a system thing? It's a system issue. The system is made.
Okay, I want to take your mind back. Have you seen an Indian win a 100-meter sprint?
They are not good at sports.
Or play basketball. Sports
more like cricket. More like cricket. Like,
yeah. So scientifically, through research, it has shown that there are some sports Indians can. Have you seen the black man winning the gold in swimming? You know, there's some sports that the black man, and morphologically, we can't excel in those sports. But look at the guys. If you go to the history of basketball, basketball was created for the military in America. It was the sport that they created for the military. It was the military guys who created the sports for just themselves, and it was mainly white people who were supposed to play the sports. But as soon as basketball became a sport that was beginning to be appreciated and black people got into it, you can see the dominance that the blacks have exerted in basketball. They did not steal that dominance. If you go to American football too, the same thing. The blacks had like 70% of the athletes in that sport. They didn't go to bribe their way to get it. It is something that is innate. My brother, development is not innate to a black man. You put, see, go and analyze this thing anywhere. And so we are trying. I'm not saying we are bad, but I have come to this conclusion that a black man, no, look at Cameroon just by our side here. The man is 91. 5 year time is going for another one till he's 96. Right. And it's something somebody who pees on his body has almost all the health problems that you can think of that an old man would have. At 91, he's supposed to be just waiting for his final day, sitting at home, but he's still grappling onto power, creating institutions that would continue to retrogress his people. Walk further, go to South Sudan, go to Sudan, go to Chad, go to Niger, go to Mali, cross further, go to Somalia. Black people, look at what they do. You can see the hate. You see, bro, look at, there's what they call the Five I Nations. It's a collaboration between the US, Canada, UK, New Zealand, and Australia. Look at the collaborations that they have there. They have several alliances. Look at NATO. A black man does not have, in fact, the African Union they are doing does not have any positive impact on the continent. You will never find a situation happening somewhere an African Union came positive or solved the problem or did something. I don't even know what the organization is existing for. They're just using it to racketeer money and they move on. So, bro, it's good that we have this conversation. And we, as the future leaders, and we need to tell ourselves the truth. Well, a black man will typically run from this fact that as a black man, you are not tuned for development. That's why I see in America, once immigration comes into a big city, the white people leave that city for you and go and develop another one. In within 5 years, they develop another mega city. Houston, Atlanta, go and check. They will leave the city for you. In fact, I was studying the last US election, and at some point, Donald Trump was leading in Pennsylvania. There's a city in Pennsylvania, again, or this Philadelphia. Okay. So Donald Trump was in the entire Pennsylvania, he was leading. Meanwhile, the only place Biden was leading was in the biggest city known as Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia Biden was getting all those votes from the black population that have taken over the entire Philadelphia. But Trump was getting his votes from outside Philadelphia. If you see the map, CNN will show the map. You see where all the votes were coming from outside, showing red, 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 red. While the center where Philly is showing blue.
Blue.
So it shows that the black people that have taken over Philadelphia, they are not in the center of Philadelphia voting blue, while the white people that have gone to the other part of Philadelphia, they are voting red. So you see, that is the concept of how they leave the city. They see that you, as a black man, you come, you ruin the city, they leave it for you, and they move further to go and create this. And they create lovely cities all over again. They keep creating. These people have, see, if you look at how America was built, if you had added it to Africans, they wouldn't have built it. If you have, look at the same way they were building America, some people were giving Jamaica to build. What did they do there? Look at the way they built Australia from scratch. Built New Zealand from scratch. The development is in it. Europe has been developed almost 1,000 years ago. Europe has been developed. Has the structure, streets, everything. So move the same Europeans to other places. They will keep developing those places. But a black man, the biggest problem of a black man is greed. Greed and personal interest. A white man is building something, is building for tomorrow. Tell me how many, it wouldn't be wrong for me to say that if Dangote, God forbid, dies, his business might die in a few years after him. Because we don't know how to create generational wealth. He would rather die and that business die. Because the person he will put there, his entire goal and purpose in life will just be to enjoy life and we run the business down. We saw the guy that started ITV in Africa, in Nigeria, and how we fly around the continent with women and stuff. He ran ITV down. So look at the way these guys are building Apple, building Android. Look at the guy that owns Facebook. He's just wearing t-shirts like this. Facebook. Look at what he's building. He cannot finish what he's building in his lifetime. But he keeps building. He's not stopping. He's building Meta. He's building more. Nigerian businessmen, once they build to one point, they are okay. They're already lounging. They're not adding more. They are not interested. They'll just start looking for other crooked. Look at the government saying everything. And these government people have forgotten that if you do the right thing, it's going to rebound generation, generation, generation. That's what the
Directional.
people who built America. I have a book in my house. It's called In the Events of Our Past, The History of America. It's very big and large. I read that book from when I was a teenager. I still have it to this day. If you read that book and you see sacrifices from the 12 to 13 Confederate states, so the 13th early state that created the country called America, and how they expanded, even how they bought Alaska, how they bought Texas, and all of all those stories, the prairies, the job, you see that people were committed, people were genuinely working and fighting. That brings me to the Igbos in Nigeria. They have something similar to the Americans, and that's why you see these Igbo people are prosperous.
The
And
preparers
so
of as
there's
management.
what they call the indentured servants that happened in the United States way back when slave trade and all that. So America was mainly built to produce. The people who started landing there were supposed to farm cotton, farm indigo, violet, and all of all these things, and rubber, because they were commercial goods that were selling at the time. There was no crude oil. That was the cash crop of the time. So the guys who were coming from Europe and using this place as a farmland, they were bringing indentured servants. White people were coming from Europe as indentured servants. Once you serve a master for a period of years, they will release you into the prairie, take land, and you to start your own. But at some point, they needed more manpower. That's when slave trade came into the free. The difference with this slave trade and those white people who were indentured servants was that the slaves did not have freedom, but the whites who came to serve had freedom at some point to start their own business.
Start the
So
Amazon.
the Igbos had been doing the same. That's why no matter how the socioeconomics of Nigeria goes upside down, these Igbo guys, you need, anytime I walk into this suit I'm wearing, I bought it from one of their stores where they sell, and you can see the
And you wouldn't even
matching
know. It
price.
looks really good, like, yeah.
You can see the matcha is from Turkey, but I don't know how it was Turkey. So you can see the merchandising going on. You can see they have different levels of stuff. Is it the cloth section? If you go to the where they are, and these guys keep bringing themselves, passing them through that indentured servant phase, keep and go back to their homeland, see the kind of structures they build. That is how you create, that's how you build. But a typical black man do not think that way. That's why I typically think that this Japan, the only benefit is for the people that will repatriate funds. But except for building this continent, the people that will build it has even been running away. The ones that are here are just looking for, So at the end of the day, cast not your hope on a black man. Once the skin is black, he's likely to do wrong things. He's likely to do anything. But look at North Africa. Look at North Africa. Look at it. I recently was seeing a documentary of Morocco, or some just one city in Morocco. One girl also did a vlog of her visiting Sharm El Sheikh in Egypt. Bro, if you have the money, visit Sharm El Sheikh. I've not been there, but he's a Nigerian girl who jacked back to the UK.
To Egypt. Great recommendations. Yeah, for sure. So it's just the summary, your conclusions. Of course, it's your opinion, which you are very entitled to. But I
It's up
think
to you,
I,
yeah,
you're very entitled to. But the conclusion about the DNA of a black man and development. If there's something I miss, I know we black people are very good entertainers. They're very good entertainers when it comes to music, when it comes to sports. We've seen black people actually excel. You see people like Ben Carson. He was a major consultant in the space in the medical sphere, where he was known to, I think, was the first doctor that helped operate on Siamese twins. I'm not 100% sure now, but of course. So you've seen black excellence everywhere. But my friend here, Ben, thinks that no. When it comes to development, we should count the black people out. So who's going to develop our country? Are we going
I
to
need
bring?
to put a caveat.
Yeah.
I need to caveat to
Yeah,
that.
sure, please.
I entirely don't believe every black man is bad.
Apparently, of
I
course.
pray, I do not believe, I'm a black man myself, and I'm not talking against myself or
Of
my
course.
people.
Of course.
Yeah,
Okay. I
but
love
I'm
that.
saying collectively as a people,
Collectively.
when we
I
look at
agree
development-wise,
to some.
when there's a lot of us would find ourselves in other climes and follow the
Try.
rules. We follow the rules. Now, I'll give you an instance. Look at this Yahoo and scam. Look at Nigerians that have left Nigeria and go to the US. And I saw one of the courts recently who went all the way during COVID and did an employment camp and is living in the US, running to $10 million. An average white man, yeah, there are some, if you look at the percentage, there are some who you find collaborate, well, they commit crime, they are not perfect, they are not infallible.
1,000%, of course.
But they believe in process and structure. There are some things that, see, that naturally the white man, Nigerians, black people, Nigerians, we see loophole in everything. You just, okay, I'll give you an instance. Look at the US immigration system in Nigeria, where you have to travel to the US, and then you have to go to the website, US Travel Docs, to book your interview slot and everything. Do you know Nigerians went to that site and bought everything, started buying the slots into 2026, 2027, and now they're reselling it for $500, something that you bought for 60,000 naira, 40,000 naira, 30,000 naira. You started reselling those slots for 500,000, 800,000. At some point, they were selling for 1 million. You know about this thing I'm talking about.
Crazy stuff. You know? Crazy, crazy. I've heard about it. Yeah, I've heard about it.
And so, do you know what they had to do? They had to now, they're trying to bring down that system and bring another system where they are going to store. But they didn't have to do this in other countries in the world. US Travel Docs in Canada work in other countries, but in Nigeria, they have to bring a new system for Nigeria. So that's what we're talking
That's
about
the challenges that we have. Okay, fine. I think on this one, maybe we'll find some time. I'll bring somebody else who's probably going to be super pro Nigerian or super pro black, and then we can have this conversation. You can keep going on this one. But Ben, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate your time. It's been wonderful. It's been educating, even for me. The couple of things you reviewed here that I had no idea. You talked about the BS stuff. You talked about a couple of other stuff that are very interesting that I would definitely have some time to put this together and publish it on social media. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
So I'd love to do this again. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.